Friday morning, 27th of May. Hope you're well. And, right, well, Susie came in this morning bursting with energy and enthusiasm. Said, last night, I was like... But she didn't speak like that. But she's like, last night, I was thinking about this thing. I've come up with a new invention.
Well, it's more like new technology.
All right, what is... Right, go on, explain.
Stop it. Right, so I was out for my dinner last night and I went to the...
With a boy.
My friend.
All right, I'm just saying with a boy. I'm just setting the scene here.
Childhood friends.
Okay.
Okay, so when
candles on the table.
Oh my goodness, right, stop it. So I was out for my dinner last night and I was at the New Boozy Cow on Justice Mill Lane. And when we were splitting the bill, because we're friends, I was thinking, why don't they have technology?
Well, he let you split the bill?
He always, listen, he's a friend. Let's not go there. So I was thinking, why? What about the new technology?
Yeah.
Why is there no technology that... Say you're in a bigger group.
Right, 10 of you.
Yeah, 10 of you, okay. And you're all out for a meal.
Yep.
Why don't they have an option on a receipt to find out how much each person owes?
Right, like an itemised receipt.
They are itemised, but that means you have to do the work. But why don't restaurants like give you like a receipt with every single person's full, you know, their drinks, everything included?
So what you're saying, why can't you pay individually?
Well, yes, because...
Why can't you? Well, I'm sure you can pay individually if you want to.
You do, on a night out, you do. You pay individually, don't you?
I'm a splitter.
Okay, right? What does that mean?
If there's 10 of you and the bill comes to £100, then it's a tenner each. If there's 20 of you and the bill comes to £200, it's a tenner each.
See, I disagree with this, because I never eat as much as anyone else. So why should I pay the same amount as someone that's had a steak?
What do you mean you don't eat the same as everybody else?
Well, I might have just, you know... Some chips. Say I'm out for a meal.
You're going for dinner and you just have chips.
You know me. I'm a very fussy eater. So what if I just did a little plate of chips at only £3.50 and the person beside...
Where are you going for dinner?
But loads of places, right? So what
I'll just have a wee plate of chips for £3.50.
So my point is, why should I pay the same amount of money as the person that set the steak? Why? Because I haven't spent that much. And then it gets really awkward because someone will go, oh no, Susie, you don't owe this, you owe this. And then you have to all calculate it. I would like if a restaurant, and it probably exists, this is probably not a new
invention.
It's
called McDonald's, Susie.
Right.
You can have just a wee bit of chips and you go up and you pay for it yourself and you sit down and eat your chips and then you go on to the soft play club with your wee pals.
Stop it!
Maybe go and watch a Disney movie.
Like, who wants to calculate separate bills when they've had a few glasses of vino?
So you reckon you should have something to... Right, okay, you've just invented the calculator. Well done.
No, but you need to do it.
Who's going to... The chips going to calculate themselves?
Oh, this is getting... Oh, my brain's getting frazzled now. I had this great idea.
You can't
idea.
Work out that your £3.50 chips cost you £3.50, then there's something wrong. So basically, you want to invent a calculator.
No! Oh, I give up.
Good. Right, Frank. I love how you came in this morning. Oh, I have this invention and it adds things up. I'm
somebody,
like, it's a calculator, Susie. We've had them for a wee while now.
Somebody out there must get what I'm saying. They must get what I'm saying and what I mean.
Nobody does. Nobody does.
Sound one.
Mickey, Susie and Pete. School of the Week.
I'm Beth and I'm at Portlaoise in primary school.
Hi Beth, right, you've just mentioned to me that you're going to be in a play soon. What's your play about?
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs, okay. And how many lines have you got in it?
25.
Wow, that's a lot of lines. How are you going to learn them all?
Well, I've got the script there to help me and I'll still have them in the play.
Got any brothers and sisters?
I've got a sister and she's called Amber. She's a monkey.
Amber? Oh dear. Right, okay, so your play is about dinosaurs. So can you tell me, like, what's your favourite dinosaur?
Triceratops.
What's the dinosaur? You were telling me about a dinosaur I've never heard about before. What's that called?
Micropachycephalosaurus.
Wow, I've never heard of that before. So what does that dinosaur look like?
I have no idea.
What do you do in your spare time?
Reading books, mostly at the weekend.
Okay, what's your favourite book or what book are you reading right now?
My favourite book is To We or Not To We. It's about William Shakespeare plays.
Wow.
And their names are Hamlet, Macbeth, Romeo and Juliet, and A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Have you got a joke for me?
Yeah. What's the cow's favourite game?
Well, I don't know. What's a cow's favourite game?
Musical chairs.
I love that one. Musical chairs. And listen, little Beth as well. What? Primary two?
Yeah, what a clever young lady.
Primary two, and she'd written Shakespeare.
It's amazing.
Wow. Is being nice ruining your life? Are you the type of person who just can't say no to somebody?
No.
You know, somebody asks you a favour, the boss maybe asks you to do something extra, and you feel guilty. You kind of think, oh, I better do this, and you just can't say no to it. And you end up spending most of your life doing stuff that you probably would rather not be.
For me, no.
No.
I'm quite good at saying no to people. I'm really good. You are awful at saying no to people. You are awful. You're so easily persuaded to do things. You're not planning on doing them, right?
Yeah.
So maybe someone might ask you to do something extra,
mm-hmm.
maybe some extra work, overtime yep. or something, and you'll say yes. Even if you're tired or hungry, you just do it. You feel bad, don't you?
I do, though. I do feel bad about it. And you always think, oh, people are going to hate me. They're going to hate me.
Oh, stop it.
They're going to hate me.
Stop
like they
it.
Hate Susie.
I don't care if they hate me. Hate me if you want.
Okay, well, you know, it's one of these things, though. There's a lot of people who will do this. For example, the other way around as well, if you need somebody to help you, but you don't really want to ask them because you think you're going to impose on them. You know, you're moving house, for example.
Yes.
You think, could ask my mate here to help me out, but no, I don't want to do it. I'm a bit like that as well.
I'm a bit like that.
Yeah.
I don't like asking things. I don't like demanding things off people.
Well, there's a new book, a life-changing book, revealing why you should hang up those angel wings for good. From the earliest years, we're praised for being good. Mm-hmm. And as we get older, being good becomes synonymous with being a people pleaser. And this new life and relationship coach says, this can hold you back in life. You've got to start saying no.
Exactly.
You've got to put the foot down. Oh, that was sore. You've got to put the foot down.
I can't do that right now.
That was my blister.
Don't ask me to do that either.
And an update from Susie, because remember a few weeks ago we did the it seems like a lifetime ago, we did the Baker Hughes 10K.
Two.
I know, do you know what? It does feel like ages ago since we did it.
You've never been happier.
I've never been happier. and Susie, before we kind of did the race, you had an injury, you managed to get through the 10K.
Yeah.
And what's it done to your injury?
Well, 10K was fine then.
Yeah.
I was in London with my mum at the weekend,
mm-hmm.
girls trip away, and while I was in London, my leg just started to really, really hurt, the same pain that I got when I originally got the injury.
Right.
So I had a physio session yesterday. I was at the ARI, and yeah, it's all changed. I've now got something, it just changes every time I go, to be honest with you, but I think I've got something called tendinitis.
Oh, wow. You love an itis, though. Do you know what I mean?
Itis.
If you're going to have something, you need an itis.
I've got an itis.
You've got an itis. That's
I'm now
amazing.
Getting referred to go for another appointment, and it's not going away.
Did they do a little massage on you and stuff?
Not really. I got loads of exercises to do.
Right.
So if you see me standing and leaning to the side, I'm not just like.
So can
pick
we see some
up.
Of this in action? Can we maybe get this? Can we maybe like film a bit of this?
Really? You want to watch?
Well,
me do?
You know, I think it's important for anybody who's maybe got an itis that they can learn from this. Can we see this?
I've not got my little worksheet with me. I need to practice. I'll do it for you if you let me look at the stuff I have to do.
Right, okay. You can do that then. You can do the exercises and we'll maybe get Travel Pete to give you a little massage as well.
No thanks.
Oh, charming.